Yeah, thanks, Owen. We've got the connection back again. Declan Boyle's joining me. Declan, a lot happier with the car in the final loop.
Definitely. We came out of service there, and Adam and the team there done a mighty job on us. She never handled us good enough to say it. It was a pig two stages before us, and he just turned it around. But great job now, so it's time to try and start nipping this dam here. But it's not easy either.
You give a real go now tomorrow.
We give it a go now tomorrow, but dam is dam. It's not easy.
Okay, best luck with Declan.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Declan Boyle, who is back in contention again. He, of course, had problems with the car in the earlier part of this race with suspension, but he's back on it again. Gary Jennings is joining us here as well. Gary, how would you sum up day two?
Yeah, fantastic. Great rally. Spectators are standing in great spaces today. Yesterday, there were a lot of people out. Very good, well managed today, and I think it's all going to plan for the organisation, and yeah, big day tomorrow.
Okay, what can you do tomorrow, Gary, in the car? Can you show these guys that you're really on the money with times?
See what time the bar closes in Voodoo tonight. That'll be nasty to hear.
You stay at a Voodoo concert and they're all in. Good luck tomorrow, boys.
See you tomorrow.
All right, there you go. Gary and Rory Kennedy back on it. Right, we've got, who else do we have here? Kevin Gallagher, leader in the modified section. Kevin, how was that run in Fannett for you?
Grand. We're taking, it's nice and steady. We're taking no major chances, so not happy out.
So what's the lead now in the modified for you? In around 30, isn't it?
It's a wee bit over 30, so no, happy enough. Happy enough.
Is that comfortable enough going into tomorrow?
I think it is, We'll push on again tomorrow and try and...
Okay. Best of luck, mate.
Cheers, thank you.
There you go, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, of course, leaders of the modified. James Stafford had the fastest modified time on Cairn Hill. How was it, Fannett?
Yeah, it was good, and we enjoyed it as well. Now we got every time we get through, we're learning a bit more about it, so I don't know, we're enjoying it. Yeah,
what can you do tomorrow night?
Probably very little, I'd say. Kevin is on a good push, so I don't know, we're happy the way things are going, and if we can stay in the same position tomorrow, we'll be well happy,
Okay, good luck with tomorrow. Thanks for joining.
No worries, thank you.
Okay, well done. There you go. That's James Stafford, who is in the Darien. I'll get a quick word as well with David Kelly, a Donegal man, in the Ford Fiesta R5. David, this is a long marathon session, but you're here at the end of day two.
Look, that was the main objective here now, to get to the end of day two, and we're over halfway there now, so look, it's good to be here, and we'll get in the morning.
Yeah. You're enjoying racing these guys, particularly all these Darians around you?
It's good, and I suppose, look, it's a serious race, and we said that whoever was behind us, keep behind us, and we're lucky enough we've done that, and we're just chipping away. The boys in front, that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, good luck tomorrow, David.
Thanks very much.
David Kelly there, the only goal man, who's enjoying his time just outside, of course, the top 10. We'll just get a quick word before we go back to you. We've got Joe McGonigal, who came out with a... Joe McGonigal had the quote of the rally. He described it as mental rain earlier in the day. So you can see it raining, but it's bone dry. But anyway, since we last spoke, how's the last two stages been for you?
Yeah, we got the M Sport engineer made a couple of changes to the map. He's kind of sorted out the flat spots. Going very well. We're having a big race with David Kelly here. I think he took 1.5 seconds out of us over three stages. So we'll have a good race tomorrow, I think.
Okay. Six big stages to come.
Yeah, can't wait for Glenn.
Okay, good stuff. Best of luck, boys. Kieran Guinea, of course, on board. Joe McGonigal. And the last man I'm going to speak to before I hand back to Chris, who's looking at the standings in the top 20, and Chris will do a wrap of how things are panning out now at the end of the day, is the Muckman. Got Declan Gallagher and also, of course, Derek Hina on board. Right, guys, how's it doing? Day two.
Good day. Good. That fan is just unreal. Yeah. Just class. Unreal. Cairn Hill, we had a good enough. Thought we should have been faster on it. The time wasn't great in it, but Fannett there was just something else. It's unreal. I think Lauren might have been 0.2 behind it, office on it, or whatever, but, that's what it's all about. The race is good.
The race is good, and there's more racing to come tomorrow, Deck. It's not another long day, sort of.
Aye, hopefully so. Now we get through tomorrow now and get her to the finish ramp on Sunday evening, tomorrow evening.
Okay. Good luck with it tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks, Joyce.
There you go, the Mugman, Declan Gallagher, and the Toyota Star. So then, that's just some reaction from some of the contenders. Apologies that we missed a few of the guys at the head of the field due to a break in connection, but we'll try and get maybe a word with them in Park Fermi and get their thoughts ahead of day three tomorrow with Chris on there at service. So it's back to the studio.
Yeah, thanks, Osh. And we're going to go back across and rejoin Chris Ashmore for the results after day two of the Donegal International Rally.
Yeah, so let me bring you right up to date so we can look at the top 20 at the end of day two. 14 stages done, 6 to go, as we've heard Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan leading by that 17.7 seconds at the top. Oshin has interviewed some of them. So just briefly to run down the top 10 is Devine leading, Matt Edwards and David Moynihan second, Alistair Fisher, Gordon Noble their third, Josh Moffat, Matty Hayes fourth. They're 5 seconds behind Fisher. That's one battle to look out for tomorrow. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty in the Ford Fiesta in fifth, and they are just 0.4 seconds ahead of Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson in one of the Polo GTI R5s. Another few battles in the places below, just making up the top 10. In seventh, Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly. Eighth, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, of course, leading the modifies in their Darien T90. Gary Jennings wedged between, along with Rory Kennedy, the two Darians, James Stafford and Thomas Scallon, are 10th. So that is your top 10. Then 11 to 20 looks like this. David Kelly and Dino Sullivan in the Ford Fiesta. They had a good run there over that last stage, and they are 30 seconds behind 10th. So a little bit of a gap there. But Joe McGonigal and Kieran Gini, 16 seconds behind Kelly there in 12th. In 13th, Declan Gallagher, the Ardra man, we just heard from him, and he's just 8 seconds behind McGonigal, so there could be an interesting little battle there tomorrow. And also Ryan Loughran, well, in the Ford Escort, another of the Class 14 cars, well, he's in a good battle with Declan Gallagher. They're 13th and 14th respectively. Loughran 4.5 seconds behind Gallagher, so that's one to watch out for tomorrow. Seamus Leonard, regular competitor, 15th overall, moved up one place on that final stage at Fannett Head with John McCaffrey in the Ford Fiesta. They are 21 seconds behind Loughran, but again, there's another little battle, because Leonard, on account of that good run over Fannett, it means that he has now moved ahead of Enda O'Brien and John Butler in their Volkswagen Polo GTI R5. 0.2 seconds between them, 15th and 16th. Another battle for tomorrow. So continuing on down, 17th is Gary Kiernan, 18th Gareth McHale, 19th Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty in that Volkswagen Polo, and 20th Mark Alcorn and James McNulty in a Ford Escort Mark II. So that's the story at the end of day two of the Donegal International Rally. Callum Devine leads the way. He led overnight. He still leads 17.7 seconds unofficially. The cars making their way back to Letterkenny, and that service area, it's quickly becoming deserted. There's been a little bit of light rain in Letterkenny in the last 10 minutes, but so much to look forward to tomorrow, and of course more reaction on Highland Radio before we conclude this evening, and there will be online coverage as well with interviews as well. So back to you, Owen.